this is Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail with the story of a remarkable woman named Tecumseh. Her Miami name, Tecumseh, meaning the water bird, was sometimes substituted with her baptismal name, which was Mary Louise. Tecumseh was a most important woman among the Miami people during the time of the wars between the American Indians and the United States. These were the years 1778 to 1813, and the conflict fought for the control of the Three Rivers region. One source refers to her as a chiefess. By her lineage were descended the future chiefs of the Miami Nation. Her husband was Antoine de Ritterville, a French officer and Canadian fur trader. Tecumseh was a businesswoman who owned a trading post west of Kikianga near the beginning of the portage, where she did a lucrative business providing porters, carts, pack horses, and supplies to those crossing between the St. Mary's and Wabash Rivers. She passed her prestige, wealth, and business on to her son, Pichua, known as Jean-Baptiste de Ritterville, chief of the Miami from 1813 until his death in 1841. Tecumseh gave birth to Pichua near an old apple tree west of the St. Joseph River in the village of Kikianga. This tree, that was said to have had a trunk of 12 feet in circumference, became a lively part of local tradition, because it begs the question of how such a European tree, foreign to North America, found its way here at such an early date to have grown so large. George Winter, an important itinerant painter of the 1830s and 1840s, preserved the tree's image in a sketch that survives to this day. For NIPR, I'm Tom Castaldi on the Heritage Trail, inviting you to join me in support of NIPR's fund drive.